Now listen and answer your questions.
I encountered a few problems with some of the participants in my survey. All the interviews were either conducted face-to-face, or in the case of overseas respondents, by telephone or Skype. One Chinese student, whom I was particularly keen to interview, as she is one of only three overseas students doing a master's degree, proved extremely difficult to pin down. I made a number of appointments to meet her, but each time she didn't show up, and nobody seemed to know where I could find her. Eventually, I did manage to track her down and interview her. On one occasion, when I was in the middle of an online interview with a student at university in Russia, her boyfriend interrupted and cut me off. I think he thought I was trying to steal his girlfriend. I eventually managed to complete the interview on another day. I also had a few problems with participants refusing to answer some of the questions. For example, one of the first-year students here was not keen to tell me his exam results or his reasons for choosing engineering. I couldn't really work out why. That was very annoying, as it meant I couldn't include his answers in my final report. Some students were downright difficult. One of the postgraduates that my tutor put me in touch with was very wary of me and didn't seem to trust me at all. He seemed convinced that I was something to do with the university staff and that his answers would affect his final results. Eventually, my tutor convinced him that I was genuine.